Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Monday, Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I should be out barbecuing, swimming in the pool, but no, I'm here with you, Advanced Medicine Monday, Robert Scott Bell, back in studio with Super Don, Autism
yes.
One. Awesome.
Happy National Barbecue Day.
That's what it normally is, I guess. And we've got Dr. Bitar on later, of course, and he's a veteran, and we'll talk about some of those issues. Yes. Boy, lots of things.
No, you know, actually, I posted a picture on my Facebook
yes.
that has a picture of a wife that's at the cemetery at the tombstone of, you know, I would assume her husband or you know, whatever. And it says on there, Happy Memorial Day, just in case you thought it was National Barbecue Day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what is this really about? Of course, we would acknowledge that we don't want to send our active duty military into wars that are undeclared or have no basic definition of victory. That's another thing. But also, if they are going out and coming back, well, where is the care for them? Gets back into the medical industrial complex as well, the pharmaceutical stuff. So we'll get into that. But hey, man, I'm so glad to be back. But I am exhausted. We've got a really cool interview that I did at Autism One. I want to do this hour. Dr. Janet Levitin, and she is with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny now, and she's awesome. She's a pediatrician who doesn't vaccinate and uses homeopathic medicine.
Oh, sacrilege.
Can you imagine? My hero.
How is she still even not – she should be in like you know, indefinite detention or something.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that they'll target her as all of us.
Enemy combatant.
Yeah, for bringing health to children everywhere. That's what we do.
You can't do that.
So that's going to be good. And, of course, Dr. Bitar a little later. Also, we got a drive-by with Liam Sheff a little later in the hour.
Another drive-by? What's up with that?
Yeah, we have to do some drive-bys with him because on Wednesday we're going to do a special hour-long kind of discount for live listeners. So be ready. I want to talk about that. Liam's going to reveal it a little later this hour. And yeah, I'm just tired. I have to admit that I'm just blown it out there in Autism One. It was a great
every time you do this. Not only are you going out and you're speaking and you're doing presentations, but you know that flight over multiple time zones that wears you down too. So you know this is a perfect opportunity for me to ask you.
Yeah.
What do you do about that? I'm sure there's a lot of other people that are out there that are traveling, doing business and stuff. What do you do to recover and recuperate from that?
Well, when I get back in studio, I say, hey, Super Don, can you take over for me?
Oh, is that how it is? Okay.
Well, I've got the 911 burnout formula from King Bio, of course. Drink a little extra yerba mate, but I need to sleep, and I need to detoxify. And I'll talk about that with Dr. Bitar probably about the food and even colds and things because I'm a little congested today too, but it's because of the food that I had up there. We'll talk about that. But rest and detoxification. So there you go. There's my answer right now.
You know, speaking of food, I thought it was interesting that you know, you had the One World Way there on standby, and there you were when there weren't really a whole lot of options for you at the time.
Yep.
As far as where you could go to eat, you had the One World Way there, and it was funny because you know, Robert, that makes you. Man, that you're an orthorexic, man.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Why weren't you out there being social and eating what everybody else was eating? And, you know,
we went out to a farm to table kind of place that was pretty clean, but it wasn't clean enough for my body. So we'll talk about that. But yeah, the One World Way did get me through some of that. In fact, it was really cool because at one point a lady came up and got a sample of it. I think I don't know if she got vanilla or chocolate. There was even strawberry, but she actually tried it. And came back like 30 minutes later and said, oh, my God, this is the best tasting protein I've ever had. I'm ordering it. I got him on the got her on the phone with Stephen Hewer right there, and she ordered it.
Nice.
That was great. But people were impressed by that because it doesn't have the casein that a lot of the kids with autism can't tolerate. And it's really biofunctional, available, et cetera, to ramp up glutathione production. So anyway, yeah, if you haven't got your One World Way, that was great to have it up there. I want to say thanks to Sovereign Silver as well, and thanks to King Bio for also helping us to be up there and getting the word out to the autism community. And then we'll be back up there in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois, in a couple of weeks at June 15th through 17th. So,
but you just don't slow down, do you?
No, well, I'm going to take a break. So maybe a little bit tomorrow. I don't know. It's just we're driven to do that which is so needed out there. And so here I was, Super Don, you were going to take over for me. You asked me a question, and I'm riffing again.
Yeah, well, I can't help it. But, you know, another thing I want to mention for anybody who missed yesterday, Jenny McCarthy.
You know what? That's right. Jenny, you know, I think we should.
That was a great interview.
I think we should replay that interview tomorrow on the show.
Because, we could, and I think I might also maybe put a YouTube together on that because that was good stuff. She's kind of wild and crazy, isn't she?
She's hilarious. She's actually quite funny, and she's done a lot of good work to raise awareness on vaccine dangers. I share my opinion about her stance on it because she doesn't come out as being anti-vaccine, but I will let you hear that. If you missed Sunday's show, we'll see if we can get that back on tomorrow for you. And that was very cool. There's lots more coming out of the event. We've got upcoming interviews with Jeffrey Smith on the GMO issue. Andrew Wakefield has a new book out. We've got Andy on coming up as well. And lots of other cool guests. I mean, yesterday with Brian Hooker, PhD, he's going to bring the CDC to its knees with what we're revealing. It is so astonishing what's happening.
Anytime we can do that, we're happy to oblige.
Absolutely we are. Now, there's a story here I think you wanted to cover, and this is where I say, take it away, Don, because Medical News Today, man, oh man, you get to pick on the doctors. They need more drug reps, don't they?
Well, you know, Robert, every time that you go and do one of these things, there's always like three or four stories that pop up, and I'm thinking, oh, we got to do this. But we can't because Robert's at the convention and we can't do it. So I sit here and salivate and sweat for, you know, the days that you're gone because these stories pop up. But this one, it made me just laugh out loud. LOL for sure, because they came out with a study that is saying that restricting access to drug reps is causing physicians to prescribe more dangerous medicine.
Wait a second. They're not seeing their cheerleaders often enough, so they're going to prescribe dangerous medicine?
Absolutely. And the spin on this thing is amazing, because the way they're trying to portray this is that the drug reps are providing a service to the physicians by making them aware of other drugs that would keep them from prescribing the more dangerous black box drugs. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Didn't the black box drugs come by way of the sales reps to begin with?
So how
can you sit here and give the sales reps credit for keeping the docs from prescribing dangerous drugs that the docs were prescribing because the sales reps sold them on the black box drugs, right?
These docs are drug addicts. They're literally drug rep addicts because, yeah, you're right. You're pointing that out. The drug reps themselves said, hey, buy this drug. Then it goes black box. Where did it come from? Drug reps said, buy this drug.
The reason why they're doing this is because there's been a lot of exposure to the corruption and the practices of these drug reps, which for the most part are these, you know, former cheerleaders with their big bazooms hanging out when they walk in there, hey, prescribe this drug. And so because that has been brought to light, the sunlight has been shined on that situation. You've seen a lot of docs that have been backing off from that because people have been questioning on that. And they're questioning them on any conflicts of interest that might be going on there as to why they're prescribing the particular drugs that they do. Well, so now what we're seeing is the drug companies are going, whoa, hold on a second. You know, we're losing money. And so how do we spin this in a way that's going to make it look like there's, you know, a negative side to drug reps not having access to the doctors?
Well, it's a classic scenario or finale to this article, and we've got it linked to all the blog notes today, robertscottbell.com, including a special announcement from Liam Sheff coming up. Policies that promote physician ignorance of new medical information resulting from access limits runs counter to protecting patient health. So basically, the fact that they don't get to hang out with drug rep cheerleaders is promoting their ignorance.
Yes, because you know the new drugs that they're going to sell them are way, way safer than the ones they're prescribing now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Don, Super Don, thank you for bringing that to our attention. We have it linked up, and thank you for carrying me through this first segment. We're going to revisit Autism One momentarily with Dr. Janet Levitin. She's now working with Sherry Tenpenny. Awesome. Great, great, great doc. And we'll talk about a physician, a pediatrician who doesn't vaccinate, who uses homeopathic medicine. And then we'll be back, of course, next hour with Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Batar. Always a great conversation on tap and a drive by Liam Sheff. Check out all the notes at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm going to take a nap. I'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base.
Users even say that Centrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Centrition.com to order. That's Centrition, just like nutrition. Centrition.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Medicine Monday comes to you from when? Saturday at the Autism One Conference, because there was somebody I really wanted to interview, and I wanted to bring to you for our kickoff of the week with Advanced Medicine. We're going to go homeopathic and more. I've got a holistic pediatrician with me, Janet Leviton.
Leviton, right? Correct.
Okay, Janet Leviton, medical doctor, holistic, homeopath, works with in the pediatric community. Longtime practice in the Boston, Massachusetts area.
Massachusetts, yes.
Yeah. And then now you're working with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
That's correct.
She moved to
her center approximately 6 months ago.
Beautiful. Well, this is great. It's to the benefit of those in that area, of course, to the detriment of those that have lost you in Massachusetts. Although, if you're a medical doctor and you've been doing homeopathy for 20, 25 more years, you had to be an outcast in that community. That's just not one of those things that's normally embraced.
Well, I find that there's sort of two directions that healthcare goes in Boston and probably in many areas as well. It's sort of a bastion of conventional medicine, but then there's the other side, people who are really seeking out alternatives. That's probably more among the citizens than the powers that be, you know,
right,
the institutions.
Right. But the institutions, as we know, up there are very, very entrenched. It's almost like it's woven in the fabric DNA of every bit of the culture. And it's hard because they have a worship of the mental body that is unhealthy, you know, overwhelmingly unhealthy, so that anything that moves outside of their construct of what's officially sanctioned is something to be feared or denigrated.
Well, that's correct. Of course, Harvard University is there, which is probably the oldest university in the country, I think, and it is definitely a bastion of conventional medicine. And I had an affiliation with Harvard as a clinical instructor in pediatrics, largely to gain some credibility and be able to put a credential if I did any writing or speaking, and an affiliation with Children's Hospital Boston. And I felt that I was disrespected by those organizations because of the fact that I had different viewpoints. Mind you, I'm not forcing my viewpoints on anyone. You know, people would come to me for alternative medicine.
That's the interesting thing about those of us who are holistically inclined. We tend not to use force on others to try to convince them. And for, you know, they are so obsessed with this
we must declare war on anything we don't believe in or understand or frighten from, as opposed to allowing the free market, for instance, of ideas. Science, isn't that an amazing thing? We ask questions, we get answers, and we act on what we find. And there doesn't seem to be an embracing of freedom on that side of the equation, the so-called scientific establishment.
Well, that's true. Just as an example, I had a somewhat loose affiliation with Children's Hospital in Boston in my last years in Boston, largely so I could take insurance, so that I could see my patients with insurance, and if someone needed to be hospitalized, there was a connection there. Anyway, I got a memo from Children's Hospital, which frankly I really didn't set foot on their grounds. I hardly ever set foot on their grounds in my last years, but I got a memo saying that I needed to have a flu vaccine. It was mandatory for me to have a flu vaccine, to have an affiliation with them. And I had thankfully had the opportunity to decline that on religious grounds, but that was sort of my only method for declining that flu vaccine.
Right. Not that you have the scientific high ground that it doesn't work and it's quite dangerous, that, no, but religious, okay, we've got a constitutionally, let's say, accommodate you. Although in West Virginia, of all places, they don't even allow for religious exemption, which is patently unconstitutional. But we see a lot of the forced coercion, the intimidation, the fear-mongering, and a lot of these parents here. I mean, I'm meeting the first time. Have you been to Autism One conference before? This is my first time.
It's my first time here as well.
And I'm overwhelmed by the stories. I mean, to the point of tears sometimes, what they've gone through. Yet these people who could be so angry that if they exerted violence on the physicians or those that supported the attack on their children, you'd understand it. Yet they're taking that energy and utilizing it for positive good wherever they can. I mean, it's so overwhelming. What this is the real cost of those that have embraced really a religious ideology, not a scientific one, for vaccines as sacrament.
Well, yes. Were you at Dr. Moskowitz's talk yesterday? Dr. Richard Moskowitz, who's a homeopath from Boston, was talking about vaccines, and he does compare it to almost a religious fervor that is around this, what he called a sacrament. It's like a rite of passage that the conventional medical establishment is foisting off on people. You know, your child, you're pregnant, you're a pregnant woman, you need to take your flu vaccine, your pneumonia vaccine, your DPT vaccine. Your child emerges from the womb, and within 24 hours, he's getting a vaccine for a disease that he or she pretty much has no chance of encountering or catching.
Unless they're coming out as an IV drug user, or if they're a medical professional working in a hospital. I haven't met many babies that are, or they're sexually active in as prostitute. I mean, this is not happening. So the idea is they can't even legitimately say there's a reason that we need to give this Hep B shot instantly.
And if you ask people who sit on the committees that make these decisions, or doctors who are really into this, doing this procedure, which is most pediatricians, and you ask them, what is the medical justification for doing this as a routine procedure to all newborns? They cannot answer that question.
Uncomfortable if you ask them that, do they not?
They do. I mean, this ridiculous answer that they give, it's sort of this line that emerges from them. Oh, well, you know, we have them there at that time, and we're not sure when we're going to see them again in medical care.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hello, they're coming to a one-week checkup, a one-month checkup, a 2 months, a one-year.
It's bizarre, isn't it, the claim?
It's bizarre.
Now, we did have on record, I think it was an immunologist that was at a major conference, was questioned as to just that, not only the Hep B, but that whole first-year concept of vaccines, because we recognize that they're not even capable of having an appropriate, so to speak, antibody response to these shots in the first year of life based on what they know in the scientific literature has been revealed. And so the question was, well, why do you do it then? Why do you bring parents in for these well baby visits to have their kids injected even though there's no response? And they said, well, we're really having to basically indoctrinate the parents to get them used to bringing their kids in. That's it. They were basically training the parents.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wrote a blog on the pediatric checkup recently, and my viewpoint of it is that pediatric checkups are a worthwhile activity to engage in, because, you know, you're a parent. It's the first time you're having a child. You have a little baby there. You have questions about breastfeeding. You have questions about how to take care of this baby. And if you're talking to someone like me, I'm going to be giving you information on breastfeeding, on natural infant care, on how to avoid, you know, exposure to chlorine, toxins, chemicals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help you. I'm going to measure your baby to make sure the baby is growing appropriately, you know, not growing too much, not growing too little. So I think there's definitely utility in the checkups, but it's they just became a vehicle for injecting.
But you know, you're the almost the exception to the rule. When I speak ill of pediatricians, I don't speak of you. And I, you know, and I've got dear friends who are in the pediatric community that know better. But you make this statement, and we've made some statements here at Autism One. It's like, if you want your kid to be healthy, please keep them away from pediatricians, because by and large, the ones not like what you're describing literally are potentially but actually assaulting your child with these vaccines.
Well, that's my belief. You know, I feel very betrayed by the pediatric profession, because this is what I've seen going on, this robotic adherence to the directives that come down from these authoritarian institutions like the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, who are just in bed with the Big Pharma. You know,
yes.
The,
there's no distinction anymore, and in many ways they don't even hide it. They can't anymore. It's becoming embarrassing to many. Though you ask them legitimate questions, now they're attacking parents, firing parents, which I say good riddance. If, you know, I'm a parent, I don't want to be with a doctor like that. But there are so, even Dr. Tenpenny, who you work with, says, well, why can't we take them to a DO? Why can't we take them to a chiropractor or other holistic homeopaths? I mean, there are people that can assess these things, whether they're, quote unquote, pediatric specialists or not in that realm.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You know, I advise people often that a family practitioner or a nurse practitioner is probably going to be more flexible. You know, pediatricians have just really fallen into this very rigid stance, which is just, you know, I mean, it's beyond conventional. It's just about administering drugs, getting people sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure if pediatricians consciously believe that this is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I just think they've become like a marketing arm for pharma.
For Big Pharma, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, this is the almost the maddening thing when you see the actual outcome, the human cost, when we're like here at Autism One. That's the thing that it's sort of a it's a concept that's not made real until you're in with the parents here and hearing
true.
And seeing it.
It's true. You know, for me, this conference is sort of bittersweet. I walked in and I thought, wow, look at this. This is a huge conference. It's so well organized. It's beautiful. All the vendors, all the speakers, like 6-7 parallel tracks of speakers. But then I said, wait a minute. The reason this conference exists is because there's all these autistic children, all these autistic people, you know, people who have been damaged by the system. Mm-hmm. So while it's a beautiful conference and I love the people here, I love the parents, I love the speakers, I love the people I'm meeting, I'm thinking, you know, it's unfortunate that this has to exist. Yeah, somebody was saying the great friends I have that I wouldn't have even met unless ..
Yeah. Well, you know, you find the human ability to make the best out of almost any situation. And yet we would want to see, and as I speak to the parents here, they don't want to see any other children suffer the way theirs have. So it isn't a self-perpetuating. We hope this goes on forever and ever. And they're literally looking to say, we wouldn't want to have to meet this way anymore, except that we're all dealing with what we're dealing with. But why should we want to see more people have to do this? So, you know, trying to create the scenario where the communication goes out there. But as we know, the old media pretty much denigrates doctors like yourself or homeopaths like me to say we're not real doctors, whatever that defined is. The whole licensure game limits and controls the practice of whatever it is because it's an economic turf war, not something that protects the public. I mean, for me, someone like you, you don't need a license. You're already so beyond qualified, the license limits you, right? And I've talked to doctors like that have been restricted because, oh, wait, you're privileged to be able to be allowed to do what you do, but you're trained and schooled. You have more than adequate. You don't need to ask permission anymore, is my point. And I've seen it used against, instead of protecting the public, protecting the bad doctors. Just another aspect of this.
Yes, I think that's all true. I mean, when I went to medical school back in the late 70s. 77 is when I started.
You don't look old enough to do that.
It's the truth. And I also had two years off before that. So anyway, I did start in 1977. I think I was young and I didn't really know what I was getting into it. I think at the time it actually wasn't really the right place for me. I think if I had known about naturopathy, chiropractic, some of these, you know, other fields, I probably would have gone into one of those. And it was a real... I got into a real identity crisis, a crisis of ideology, and I actually took a year off in the middle of medical school because I just was realizing this is not for me.
How do you make peace with it? Because my uncle warned me. He's a medical doctor, and he knew I wanted to be a doctor from when I was little, when I was a kid. He says, do not go into medicine. Do not go into it. It's a miserable place. Government is destroying it. Paperwork, insurance, everything. He warned, and this was back in the 70s, early 80s when he was telling me this, and everything he said came true. Now, eventually, I became a homeopath. I didn't know of it at the time, but that was the path, like you're saying. It's like if I had known, I might have gone a different route. I just said I couldn't stomach doing what the doctors did to me. I could not go into that.
Well, I was unaware of a lot of those dynamics, and I started learning. So in this year off I took in the middle of medical school, I started investigating all of these other things, you know, nutrition, chiropractic, oriental medicine, midwifery. Maybe I said midwifery already. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I decided to go back to school to complete it, but I made a commitment to do something, quote unquote, alternative when I got out. Now, I wasn't sure what form that would take, but I just knew I was not going to practice conventional medicine. I picked pediatrics because it seemed like the natural place for somebody who wanted to do something natural. You know, you're working with little newborns at that point. They weren't giving them the hepatitis B and making them sick right away.
Right away, yes.
You know, you encourage breastfeeding, you encourage healthy nutrition, you assist parents to raise a healthy person. So that seemed like a natural fit for me. And then, you know, finally when I got through that residency, moved to Boston because my family was there. And I started just meeting all the people I was supposed to meet, the alternative people. Met a homeopathic doctor, and I said, yes, this is my modality, my primary modality.
Hold that point. I want to do another segment with you here. Special edition of Advanced Medicine Monday coming from Autism One. We're talking with Dr. Janet Levitin. She also works with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, dear friend of ours here. And we're going to get into more homeopathy, what we can do for autism, your experience in that, and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All of the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. Rocking it this Monday through the Natural News Radio Network. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife,
researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We'll be at the Health Freedom Expo in a few weeks in Schaumburg, Illinois, but right now recording in advance for Advanced Medicine Monday here. Janet Levitin, MD, she's working with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny now in Middleburg Heights, Ohio. She also wrote a recent article in Autism Science Digest, the Journal of Autism 1, in the April edition. She's got the lead story, The Changing Face of Pediatrics in America, Childhood Epidemics of Chronic Disease. And you spoke on that at the Autism 1 conference as well. What you're doing here is really profound, as we've talked a little bit about the real faces of those families that are affected by these vaccine injuries and the autism spectrum. You mentioned homeopathy. Of course, my love, that's what brought me out of my illnesses so many years ago, and I integrated that into every aspect of my life since then. How have you seen, or what can you tell us about these kids? Because you're writing here, the kids have gone chronic. It used to be kids had acute diseases. That was all there was. In fact, healthy adults, acute diseases. Now it's unusual to have an adult, much less a child, without a chronic disease of some kind, just like my upbringing. Asthma, different chronic infections that are recurring. We talk about diabetes now on the rise, allergies everywhere, fatigue issues in children, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmunity. I mean, my goodness, what have we done? We might know, but still out there in the medical community at large, they've kind of put blinders on and said, it's just the way it is. We're growing older faster or something.
Well, it's overwhelming. I think one can look in retrospect. I look in retrospect at the last 20, 25 years of my practice, and I think the conditions I used to see coming into my office were, you know, ear infections was probably the most common thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I treated a lot of thousands of ear infections with homeopathy, hardly ever resorting to antibiotics, usually using homeopathy and
one of my favorite
means.
Stories, Dr. Levitin, was visiting with some friends, and they just had their baby. I don't know, it was a few months old, gorgeous little girl, and it had an ear infection. Red, you could pulling all of the classic signs, and I pulled out my kit and gave some capsicum homeopathic, and literally within minutes saw the redness disappear, the child become, you know, it's like, well, that was placebo, you know.
Well,
you
that's
would say.
The beauty of homeopathy is that sometimes you can see it work right away. You give the homeopathic medicine to the child or to the person, it's like before your eyes, yes, they get better. And it's not always like that. I mean, and what we really do look for is sustained health.
Yes.
And sometimes with a chronic disease, things will unfold more slowly. But yes, it's just a beautiful modality. What I did find over the years, though, I used to think homeopathy was it and it could cure everything. But what I have found out with diseases getting more complex and diseases being related so much to the things we're exposed to, toxins in the environment, the most direct of which is having it injected into your body through a vaccine, but there's plenty of other toxic exposures out there, and the degradation of nutrition and the fact that we're not absorbing our nutrition. My belief came to be that people also need other interventions such as, you know, supplements, nutrition, detoxification.
Imagine that. You're not an isolationist.
Not.
No, you integrate
anymore.
Everything. No, and that's a beautiful thing. That's the thing. The real healers, I find, are open always to say, all right, how can I benefit those that have come to me for help? How can we achieve what we're here to do together?
Yes, and, you know, oftentimes parents have it figured out what their child needs. So the parent is actually the primary caretaker, the person you want to listen to and the person who's going to actually supervise, oversee, put the program together for a child. But, you know, it's been great. You mentioned that I moved to the Tenpenny Center, and it's been great because when I was in the Massachusetts area, in the Boston area, I had my own solo private practice, and I was really alone there. I mean, I could refer out. But now I'm in a center. We have chiropractic. We have acupuncture. We have energy healing. We have a holistic allergy treatment program that all works with kinesiology and, you know, body work, so there's no needles or injections. Then there's me doing homeopathy. One of my next ventures is going to be to do more studying of flower essence therapy, you know, homeopathy for the emotions. And so it's just great to be in a center where there's lots of different avenues available.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, when you're on your own, I've talked to many medical doctors that have, like, four or five people hired for every one doctor in their center just to cover paperwork per patient. I mean, it's just incredible the kind of, you know, certain areas where if you want to be reimbursed, this whole third-party payer system, which has become a disaster because you now put in the doctor-patient relationship that third party who is not responsible to the patient nor the doctor. It's sort of a dictator role. And you might know something, but it's not covered in this realm. They might want something not covered in this realm. Everybody gets hosed. And of course, because of the government intervention in that third party, now you, if you simply dot your I wrong, you could be a criminal. I mean, this is how bad it's gotten.
Well, that's correct. And, you know, I will mention that at the Tenpenny Center, we don't bill insurance directly. It's not because we want to penalize anyone or not help them out. I mean, we do provide receipts of payment. But we want to practice the type of medicine that we feel is right and that we will feel will benefit our patients.
Yes.
We don't want to be beholden to an insurance company or being told, you know, your visits are too long or you're doing, you know, treatment modalities that we don't.
Yes.
Don't.
That's why we love Sherry. I mean, she's just a dynamo in that realm.
And she is. Yeah. She's awesome. She's an amazing role model for me.
Yeah. And you know, I love what you're doing as well, the fact that you're open and integrating all of these things. As I've said over the years, anytime I can enhance, you know, not only my own health via these natural modalities in addition to homeopathic medicine, you know, I'm open to it. And I find that the real scientists are always questioning and don't run away from questions. You know, and that's true.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, just one of the very simple things I found at the Tenpenny Center, we have like a little supplement shop there, and I'm browsing the shelves, looking at things, and I found this glutathione cream. So you can apply glutathione cream to the skin of a child. They don't have to take anything by mouth, and that in itself will help autistic kids or kids with, you know, chronic inflammatory diseases. That simple measure, will greatly improve them. They need glutathione. They need the antioxidant, and just there's a cream there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know about that.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I know. Well, stand on the cutting edge. It's literally always having your eyes and ears open to those things. And healing is not about getting stuck in one way of doing things. Although, if you find something that's efficient and effective that continually works, there's nothing wrong with integrating it. Where I have yet to meet the the patient of any age that doesn't need a healthy liver, for instance. You know, have you met one of those? Right. So we could always say, if we start there, we're on a good footing at least. But there are many ways as well to address liver health. We can look at homeopathic drainage remedies, right? We can look at herbal remedies. We can look at, you mentioned glutathione, all of these things that can enhance selenium, etc. And we're looking at a world that has become so toxic that it almost begs us to look for more innovative solutions and more comprehensive solutions.
Yes, and I talk to people a lot about the use of fragrances, which are so toxic, and they just become ubiquitous. It's like, plug in this air freshener, light this candle, put these wick things up. I think when they had to stop marketing cigarettes so heavily after all the years it took to get them declared, you know, unhealthy, they just invented a new industry of fragrance chemicals. Like, when I was a kid, there weren't all these plug-in things and fragrances everywhere, your laundry products, everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Sunscreen chemicals. I've just became aware more recently that sunscreen is unhealthy for us. Mm-hmm. It's blocking the burning effect, but it's not blocking the damage occurring
lower
level. So you're actually more likely to get skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes on and on. So I like to talk to people also about prevention, like what are you going to do about getting chlorine out of your life? You know, you use a water purifier, not only for what you're drinking, but for what you're bathing
in
and showering.
Yes.
Not that organic means what it used to mean, but get foods without the chemicals,
go
the
local,
additives.
Go local, grow your own. We're
Whole
encouraging
Foods,
all that.
What a concept. Whole Foods, like know what your food is. Don't be opening a package like look on your plate. It's a piece of fish, some rice, and a vegetable as opposed to, you know, rice-a-roni or your chicken nuggets.
Yes,
or
yes.
Whatever the food-like substances are that
you have food-like substances is definitely the way to say it.
I learned that from a parent, that term, food-like substances that they're feeding my kid in daycare.
Incredible, isn't it? And we know, too, another concept in the West that's been so misunderstood or misapplied, this idea that the germ causes every disease and that we must fear the germ, not recognizing, you know, the first thing kids do when they're able to go about, they actually touch the environment and put it in their mouth because they're learning. This is a way that they're training their microbial flora, which is we're relying upon for life itself. And, you know, I go back to the law of the terrain, Antoine Bechon, Claude Bernard as well. And it's a concept that's not taught in the West much anymore in America. And so we have a fear-based view of living. You know, and any time we could just catch something versus how strong can you be so that you can be resilient enough to go through some of the hazards in life that just are always going to exist.
Yes. I mean, you can't eliminate risk. And I think the fear of the bacterium, the fear of the virus has essentially caused us to adopt this whole vaccination process, and we've traded acute diseases for chronic diseases.
Yes.
I mean, acute diseases were really, you know, coming under control anyway because of healthier living practices, better hygiene,
sanitation, and nutrition, you know, all of these improvements. Absolutely.
But nonetheless, you know, we're continuing to give vaccinations for diseases that either we don't have in this country or viral illnesses that I had as a child and lived through them and probably developed a stronger immune system because of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're still, you know, using these sort of retro procedures. And now our kids have all these chronic illnesses, and the medical profession, the conventional establishment, has no treatment for them.
No,
people are being like, you know, sort of cast out, and then they're coming places like this, which is great, but it's just a betrayal of our citizens.
Now recognizing that, you know, we as homeopaths like to individualize treatment to the best of our ability, but also recognizing there are almost universal needs and universal assaults, toxic-wise. Are there any things you can share that would be tips for parents out there listening that can help with? Because not everybody has access to a good doc like you, right? So what can we advise them? You've talked about fragrances. We talked about cleaning up the diet, of course. Maybe some proactive steps, additional things that come out. I know in your article you talk about them as well.
Well, just the obvious first thing that pops into my head is breastfeeding, unless there's some, you know, reason that you're bona fide good reason that you're unable to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, as a mother, are unable to breastfeed, there are alternative formulas that you can actually make yourself. I'm not going to get into the recipes right here, but you don't have to use the
pre-formulated,
you know,
stuff with GMO soy and all of that.
Soy and corn,
yeah,
and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I encourage everyone to really read and research about vaccines, even though it's presented to parents as this is mandatory. It's an elective procedure. You don't have to do it. Sometimes people will come to me and say, well, which vaccines do I have to do? And I say, well, you don't have to do any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an elective procedure. It doesn't have to be done on any particular day. It doesn't have to be done at all. Read research. If you're going to do it, you want to have researched it and really feel on board with it. Like, yes, I know about this. I understand it. I want it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, read research and decide I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise your right to choose and your freedom.
Yeah.
And that goes along with other elective procedures such as, you know, circumcision and vitamin,
sure,
K shots.
Yeah,
like that.
All of that. But, you know, these are things that are just, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, don't we, to communicate this to the people that are desperately in need of this information.
Yes, I think so. I feel so bad sometimes when parents come in and either they have been unaware of what's going to be the bombardment that they're going to get, or they felt forced into accepting procedures that they don't really want, and it's sad.
Yeah, very sad. But the happy point is that we have come together here at the Autism One conference. We've got the Robert Scott Bell Show reaching out all over the world with this message that you're bringing out as well. We've got the links up to your website. Of course, you're at tenpennyimc.com. But do you have a personal website? We should make sure that's linked up today.
I do have a personal website. It's my name, janetleviton.com, which is janetleviton.com. And I really have the website still up to communicate with my former patients from Massachusetts. Sure. But there's some information on there. There's actually some links to some articles that I wrote.
Well, great. I want to make sure everybody plugs in. And if you need to go to Ohio to see her, she's there for you. She's wonderful.
We do get people coming, I think, from possibly every state in the nation or many states and even from foreign countries.
Will we see you again at the Health Freedom Expo coming up? It's back in Chicago, Schaumburg, in about 3 weeks.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be there. I do have a limited travel budget.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, listen, I'll put in my points for you in whatever way I can. Talk to Dr. Sherry to get you there. I really enjoy what you're doing. And, of course, anybody from the office there should come down to the Health Freedom Expo. We'd love to promote what you're doing.
Well, I would love to come, and I'm going to, you know, look into that and give it a try.
Okay. Great stuff. And this is Janet Levitin. She's a medical doctor and pediatrician, homeopath. She's terrific. The phone number at the office there, 440-239-3438. 440-239-3438. Thank you for rocking our Advanced Medicine Monday from Autism One.
And thank you, Robert. Thank you very much for the opportunity to give this interview.
You bet.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, it may be Advanced Medicine Monday. It may be Memorial Day, but it's also time for a Drive-By Liam segment. Liam, I'm back, and you are there, and you've been working hard to get this book out.
Vroom.
Vroom. Official stories.
I'm here. I'm tired.
Oh, man. I am. Official stories. Official stories. This is so exciting. If I wasn't so tired, I'd be jumping up and down with excitement.
But right now you're laying down.
Right. I'm doing the show laying down today. And you know, we got a Drive-By Liam segment because we've got a very exciting thing happening. I think we're planning on Wednesday's broadcast. You're going to have to be there. Why, though? Why will they have to be there?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my cue. Man, I am tired.
Cue the talent. I'm the tired one.
To get them up so that the book can be out. I thought it was going to be out a night and a half ago,
yeah.
And then I reviewed it again, and I realized, let me tell you something. Don't be a perfectionist. You got to let go at some point. But I just had to resize a quote because it was the wrong font size, you know, because when you're doing a long quote, you got to resize it, and that's what I did. Anyway, whatever imperfections you find in the book will be hammered out over the next months, and we'll have a Kindle version. But Tuesday
– what?
That's – Tuesday night, I'm going to be on the Bob Tuscan Show, who loves you, by the way.
Bob Tuscan Raider. We love Bob, yes.
In a manly, manly way. He loves you. He's going to have a kid soon. He is going to have me on, and we're going to – what's it called when you debut? I stayed up too late.
You're going – for some level of exposure here, I don't know if I want to know.
We're exposing the furry wall to the public on Tuesday night. And we're going to apply to listeners to the Bob Tuscan Show. And I know I'm not shilling. I'm going to shill for this show too, but in a good way. We will be giving a discount. It could be over 15%, could even hit 20. But I'm telling you something. When we hit the Robert Scott Bell Show for one full hour of uninterrupted madness on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
or 2 hours, maybe three, we'll see how it goes. There will be – you will call in, and for that hour, that the book will be discounted. I'm going to say 20%.
Whoa.
I'm going to go 20%.
And this is for live listening. So I know there are a lot of our listeners download the show after we come on live. So this is the day you're going to have to play.
Oh, yeah,
hooky.
Screw you guys. No,
it's going to be hooky, or you're going to have to call a lunch so you can listen to the show live, and we're going to give you the signal when that will be on Wednesday's show, where you can get Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories, for 20% off the $150 retail price.
And you plug it in when you buy the book.
So
let me tell you something.
It's off of the $150 retail price, right?
It's off of the $1,500,000 retail price. Let me tell you something about this book. I said I want people to buy this. Guess what I charge for a new book?
Go ahead. I'm not going to guess.
$15. Why? Because every book in the bookstore is now $22 to $29. And I said, you know what? In honor of the working man and woman, screw that.
Yeah.
I want people to have this book. I want them to be able to have it. And if you're a homeschooler, or you're running a charter school, or you're running a debate class in college, and you buy 20 or more books, you just write me a letter, and I'll put it up on the contact page, and I'll give you 20% off. If you buy 100, I'll give you 30% off. I'm just going to work with people because it's a fun book, and I've been getting so many reviews, and people are like, this is now my favorite. I'm crazy about this book. I'm not just saying that because
I love it too. I put a comment in there. I hope you used it.
Yes, I did. You made it in because I got to redo the something or other because I had to redo the format.
I'm somebody now. I have made it. I'm in Liam's book.
Oh, my God.
Yay!
You're the somebody-est of somebodies.
Hooray for me.
I don't know what I'm saying.
We're both punch drunk at this point. We need some rest.
Could use a good
drink. Hey, listen, I got a whole other hour set up with Dr. Batar, so, you know, he's going to have to carry me next hour, though.
again, totally affordable for people. You got 11 chapters, and I was reviewing the last one, which is, you know, how life happens, you know, my theory. I throw it in. After looking through the official story of Darwinism, which I tell you what, I want to tear that apart in the show in the next coming weeks, because people say, oh, what are you, a creationist? You mean a biblical creationist? No, I don't read that stuff literally. But let me tell you something. The universe is creative. It's thinking. It's active. It's patterned. it reorganizes pattern, and like I already said, it's highly creative. So this ancient dumb false dichotomy between the religious literalists, the world 6,000 years old, and the reductionists, they're not even scientists. Darwinism isn't even a science, and it's right there in the book. And you don't have to take it from somebody who's, I don't know, pushing forward some religious agenda that you don't like. Oh, Robert, you're giving me the high sign there.
We're out of time, Liam. I got Dr. Batar waiting. Listen, Liam, official stories.
Butters is up.
Check it out. RobertScottBell.com in the notes. The link to get the book and Wednesday special discounts for live listeners. We're discriminating against those of you who download it. We like you too.
I know, but we'll come back with it for shizzle. Listen, thank you very much, Doctor.
Yes, Doctor. Well, we rocked the health world. Thank you, Liam, for waking me up. Now I'm ready for Dr. Batar. In the meantime, remember this. Till we come back, the power to heal is yours. And Liam's too.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is. Yes.
You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
After 5 days out, back in studio, Autism One, what an event. Dr. Batar is with me for some Advanced Medicine Monday, and I've asked him on this Memorial Day Monday to carry me through the show. Dr. Batar, are you there?
I am here, Robert. I'll do my best, but, you know, you're not easy to replace, so.
No, well, you know, there have been a couple of times I know you've come off of long trips, and we just try to carry you through it, so I'm asking if I start stumbling my words this hour, you're there for me.
I'm here. I got your back.
Oh, well, it was great being up there, and I was glad I had the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. We've got the book and some key people. I got one out to Luc Montagnier. The Health Keepers Alliance is going to do a review of the 9 steps, and they're associated with the Health Freedom Expo, so I just want to let you know, very exciting news. And you know, we keep getting the message out all over the world.
I appreciate that, Robert. I'm glad you got it in those people's hands.
Yeah, it was really a heart-moving kind of experience there because of the, you know, the face of autism, or the face of that whole you know, vaccine-damaged community, mm-hmm. where you can read about it and hear about it, but you're immersed in this. You're seeing these parents up front, up close personal, the children, some of the children that were there as well, and you realize, I mean, there's so much anger that could and should be there, and these parents are doing their level best to direct it in a very positive way.
It is sometimes overwhelming because there is a lot of anger secondary to the pain that this problem has obviously created. And you, as you said, the fear of not vaccinating the child versus the anger of having vaccinated the child and then sustained, in the conventional realm, at least a permanent injury.
Yes.
And then having to deal with that dichotomy of those emotions. And it is tough. And I have no idea what has transpired over the last few years, but up until about 2007, which was the last year I went there to lecture.
Yeah.
I know that at that time it was very frustrating, so I assume it's probably the same level of frustration or greater now.
Well, yeah, there is that. There's a lot of new families in, and it, you know, being my first experience, I met a lot of old-timers. I met some people that were there for the first time. For them, it was like a reunion. These parents never get away from this, never. I mean, literally, this weekend that they do is like a, weirdly enough to say, it's just like a celebration for them to come together of people of common experience that can appreciate what they're all going through. At the same time, really interesting things are happening. Strategy sessions are being made, laid out to, you know, one day have victory over this oppression, vaccine oppression. I had Brian Hooker on, PhD. He's the guy that's been reviewing all of the CDC and Freedom of Information Act requests. And it's a stunning story because those 5 studies, and you and I have talked about this on the air, these 5 studies that the CDC claimed that meant thimerosal, mercury, and vaccines don't cause autism, he found the data that showed just the opposite from those very same studies. So the CDC is very nervous right now, and there's more to come.
Now, what was this guy's name? Booker, you said?
Brian Hooker. He's a PhD. He's a guy that pulled out all of the original research and started requesting Freedom of Information Act on the emails that were going back and forth. He found data that was redacted, pulled out of the study. He found the cherry picking of the clinics that they just dropped from the study because it skewed the stats to the way they didn't want it to go. I mean, the corruption and criminality here, they're not going to stop until people are in jail on this one.
That's about how it should be anyway. When you first started talking about this, I thought you were talking about Brubaker, and Brubaker was a guy at the NIH, I believe it was the NIH that hired to do a study to prove once and for all, using the chimpanzee model, that there was no connection between autism and thimerosal.
Yes.
And he actually did the study, and he found not only that there was indeed a connection, it was a very significant, statistically significant correlation. And instead of recognizing his research that they paid him to do, they basically fired him and tried to keep him from releasing that information. So that was an interesting component that happened, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes.
I don't know whatever happened with that, but...
All of this plays into the narrative that is being revealed. And again, I just had Dr. Hooker on yesterday's show on Sunday, along with Jenny McCarthy, of all people. She was there, got to interview her briefly, and that woman is a foul mouth, but she's hilarious, I have to say. She's a very funny lady.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, the only person that can go to the Midwest and drop F-bombs in front of all these families, and they love her.
Yeah.
So, anyway, wild stuff, but really good things that are happening, and can't wait to get you out to some more of these events as well. And people were very intrigued to see that your book was there, and I think they're going to be very much open to having you back on board soon. But in the meantime, we've got the Health Freedom Expo coming up, and that's going to be exciting, and I'll have your books up there. So for everybody out there that has not gotten Dr. Batar's book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, I'll have some copies there for purchase at the Health Freedom Expo. So stand by June 15th through 17th. Now, as we talk about the autism connection to vaccines, you sent this to me. We saw this out there. They were talking about it this weekend. But in Italy, of all places, there's a study, or let's say an acknowledgement by an Italian court that the MMR vaccine did indeed trigger autism.
Well, it's interesting that in Italy, I wish I could remember the name of the researcher now. He's a neurologist, pediatric neurologist, MD, PhD, and he was in charge of the public health sector for a certain region of Italy, included Vienna and Verona.
Yes.
And he invited me to come out and lecture. I guess it was probably in 2006. I must have gone out there. And it was very interesting because at that time there was enough controversy among the conventional pediatricians at that time in Italy to ridicule anybody who was proposing this anti-vaccine movement. And this particular researcher, I'd say he's a researcher, he was actually a clinician, but he also did research, didn't feel that there was a controversy, felt that the vaccines were clearly something that needed to be looked at least. And so he put the symposium on, and I was one of the keynote speakers, and the pediatrician that he invited from Canada, it was, I believe, from Toronto, a very prominent pediatrician who's very pro-vaccine, was also there.
Mm-hmm.
And what transpired was a very interesting, I don't know what you want to call it, but it almost broke into a fist fight type of thing.
Oh, my, so, yeah.
It was really bad because I was the keynote speaker, and he was also a keynote speaker. He went right after me, but basically what he did was he started showing my slides and talking about how this wasn't actually fact, and he was doing it in a very condescending, very nonchalant, like, you know, this is just not science, blah, blah, blah. But he was only putting out bits of information. In other words, you know, the half-truths. And I was getting more and more agitated. One of the epidemiologists came up, you know, because I was trying to respond, but of course I didn't have the speaker, and I was on the stage, and they were trying to calm me down, and I was getting more and more hostile. And
yeah,
before it just erupted, it was really amusing what happened. There was a mother in the audience who stood up.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of his lecture and started speaking Italian and very, very angrily. I didn't know what she was saying, so I put on my headphones, which was where the interpreter, there was like seven different countries there, seven different languages that were being spoken there, so it was all being translated. So I put my headphones on to see what she was saying, and she just cursed this guy out, called him a lying, you know, son of a bitch, and the whole thing just went off, and they were translating this, and he was a little taken back because he didn't expect a member of the audience to react this way, and she was crying while she's yelling and screaming at him, and then she says that my son at the age of 9 was still in diapers, and Dr. So-and-so, this Italian physician, started following my research, started following my protocol, Dr. Buttar's protocol, and her son now was no longer in diapers, was now not only speaking, but was almost mainstreaming. He had an aide in a mainstream class, and everything that this guy was saying, she's just crying when she's saying it. She said, everything that you're saying, it's a lie, and started damning him to hell and saying that, you know, that he would burn in the eternal fire. I mean, she was just going off on this guy. And I just sat back and I thought, well, I guess I didn't have to retort to any of that. And the audience started clapping, and the guy was basically booed into shutting up and sitting down.
Wow.
It was a really, really interesting thing that happened in Italy. And this was, you know, like I said, this was 6 years ago, 5 years ago.
Well,
so when I see this study come out from Italy now, it just kind of brings back that flash. And I think, well, they said, oh, well, we are so far backwards and the U.S. is so advanced. And I said, no, believe me, the U.S. is very backwards. Everybody's backwards. But I think Italy has shown over here that they are more advanced than we are.
Yeah, well, it also shows, just like we see today, that the mothers, the outraged mothers, would lead the way as they were back then. Now we're seeing, of course, more warrior dads, thankfully. But there's the case in point years ago in Italy where the mom stood and said, uh-uh, you're not getting away with this. And that's a good thing, but we always acknowledge it's unfortunate that the kids have to suffer before we wake up and see the tyranny, the medical tyranny occurring for all the reasons we've covered for so many years. But very interesting, this MMR vaccine triggering autism, the court acknowledging it. This is one of those shots that are reverberating right now around the world, and they're scrambling. The so-called vaccine establishment, the vaccine religion is scrambling. How are we going to keep this under wraps? And I know they have already lost. They're losing it more every day, and they're increasingly desperate.
Yeah, it is the death struggle of that dying beast, and it's interesting, Robert, we've talked about this so many times, but we see the amount of effort that's being exerted to try to cover up, and it's that blanket that's constantly unraveling, and no matter how, or the sinking ship, if you will, there's, when you plug one hole, five more sprout up, and their ship is sinking so quickly, and they're running out of plugs to plug all the holes, and the holes are rising at an exponential rate, and it's only a matter of time before that ship sinks. It's not a question of if it'll sink, it's a question of when will it sink.
Yes, yes. And of course, we are on Memorial Day here in the United States, and although we are not warmongers here on this show, we recognize the legitimacy of having a military for defensive purposes. And one of the things that I'm outraged about is the fact that we've sent, or those so-called fearless leaders, wise overlords, our men and women into battle that, you know, defies, let's say, a goal that could be defined, and yet they come back damaged and injured, and now we're learning that the VA system is ill-equipped to handle them. There are cuts that are happening, and the so-called promise that is made or should be made to care for those who have gone out in this way, this is something that I don't like to have to acknowledge, but we have to bring it up here.
Well, it is a very sad day when the people that we are, whose sacrifices we're celebrating, what was promised to them can't be delivered. And again, this is another situation where our governments clearly failed at keeping their promise and doing what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, and you've served in the armed forces. We've talked about some of your stories from being in there. If every VA medical center would adopt some of the things that are written about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, not only would we have healthier veterans, we would probably reduce costs significantly.
Many of the principles in the military anyway, such as the exercise aspect, Robert, they live by a certain standard, and they believe that exercise is important. That's one reason every soldier has to do exercise in the morning. You have PT, and there's certain components that they really push. Example, water. When you're out in the field, every 30 minutes, if it's hot, the non-commissioned officer in charge will basically tell the soldiers they have to mandatorily pull out their canteens, they have to open them up, they have to drink them. It's not something that they allow even the soldier to decide if he's thirsty or not, type of thing. So there are certain principles that the military really indoctrinates. The question is, do they promote that beyond the level of the lower ranks, if you will. Mm-hmm. So in other words, once you become a higher rank, they may become more lax. And then, of course, when soldiers retire. So if the people did take a lot of this to heart and actually lived by those rules on a consistent basis, and I think that's where the key comes in, the consistency aspect.
Right.
It's not an issue if you fall off 1 day a week or, you know, 2 days a week, or you go out and you have pizza. In fact, I had pizza tonight. You know, it's not becoming fanatical and doing all these things every single day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year type of thing, but it's leaning towards the right and being consistent as much as you possibly can. And I think that those principles, and we've talked about responsibility, if people just took that responsibility. And I think across the board in the military, probably more so than the general public, that is the case. They do take more responsibility, but it is something that I hope that more and more people embrace and benefit from and see the benefits themselves.
All right. Well, when we come back from this Memorial Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Rashid Bittar. We'll talk about how do we maintain that balance in an increasingly unbalanced world. There's a story out of Miami. I can't wait to get out of South Florida based on what's happening. A story about zombies, really, coming up after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to all those who have served the country in the military, and we hope that we can move forward in a future where we can care for our veterans and also not send our active duty personnel into wars without declaration and without a definable way to know when we've won and get them home. But that is the same story, another story. I don't know, Dr. Bitar, but I think we're aligned on this context and concept, just like the immune system. We've kind of made parallels to that. But now there's so many bizarre stories. We're going to talk about the zombie issue in Miami momentarily. But once again, acknowledging those that have served right here on this Memorial Day special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, happy memorial to everyone out there that served with the military, and also to those that are family members, wives, widows of soldiers in the past. And I hope that the rest of us all remember that even though we're celebrating Memorial Day today, there are many other soldiers currently serving in over 700 different bases throughout the world outside of the United States. And so keep them in mind when we enjoy our barbecues and our swimming pools today. Mm-hmm. And it's important, I think, that we all remember not only the ones that have served in the past, but also serving currently.
Absolutely. And of course, the concept of defense protection not only applies to the military, it applies to each individual. Every one of us has an obligation to learn how to defend ourselves and our families. And of course, this story is so horrific here. Didn't even want to have to cover it, but I can't ignore it. Mike Adams also covered it after the old media was on this because they couldn't ignore it either. But in Miami, a man, naked man, was eating the face of another man. It's just bizarre. You can't make this up. This is like X-Files movies, but this happened in real life. The police shot the man. He continued as if he wasn't shot until they had to shoot him until he was dead. And Mike brings up the point of the zombification of the American human, so to speak, by fluoride, by drugs, by, you know, so many things here in this thing. And I think it's another warning sign of what's to come if we don't change our ways.
Well, it's really interesting what Mike says too here, which makes a lot of sense. And I've never put it into perspective, but when you look at all the combinations of the detriments from aspartame, from saccharin, from fluoride, from psychiatric drugs, from vaccines he puts down over here, also street drugs, including in there, that it causes, according to what Mike wrote here, lobotomizing the higher brain, which makes complete sense. We know that many of these components by themselves will alter neurochemistry, and to collectively actually lobotomize the brain or have a chemical lobotomy, if you will, makes complete sense. I don't know what the effects are, but I do know that there's a thing such as synergism, and if there's positive synergism, there's also negative synergism. So if you put all these detrimental things together, God knows what the possibilities are.
Yes, and that's definitely what we're seeing here. I mean, we can talk just in terms of simple hypoglycemia combined with an ignorance of that reality and then instead replacing it with ADHD drugs or SSRI drugs, and we link back to all of the school shootings where the kid that the parents claim, my little Johnny, was just, you know, a happy, contented kid, or he would never harm a flea, so to speak, and yet they go wild and shoot. And here's a case of taking it to an nth extreme where you've combined this over now, not just a few years, but even generational declines playing themselves out, and we're reverting into a zombie-like, animal-like state where there is no right and wrong, that something like this can happen off of a Hollywood set in the real world.
Well, he's got the zombification of America under this listing. There's like numerous links here, Robert, and it's while you were saying what you were saying just now, I'm reading this too at the same time, and it's just unbelievable, some of these things. I didn't even realize some of these things that he's got listed here. For instance, the increase in sales of products made from human babies. Recently in Korea, a company was busted selling powdered human baby in a capsule as a longevity pill. Wow. They've got all sorts of strange things. The Centers of Disease Control, they've recently warned Americans to prepare for what they call the coming zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I remember we covered that. I think they were trying to do a spoof, but it was so bizarre because it fed into reality as well, and evidently it's still up there. We made fun of them for doing it. At the same time, we acknowledged their role in zombifying the American species and also how they impact the world with their vaccine schedule and suggestions and all of the medicines, drugs FDA approves on top of the vaccines and the deficiencies that are occurring because the food is so devoid, much less now genetically modified, this could be and was and has been predicted by some over the years.
Yeah, it's very disturbing to say the least.
I'm just telling people, I think if you live in a highly densely populated city right now, you've got to be thinking about, it's not just about people looting for food if the economy goes bad, but now this is a sign that, you know, these strange movies, how can I say it, Hollywood imitating life and vice versa, are something that I don't want to have to think about, but we must.
Well, the practical aspect about this article that I like is that Hornaday, which is a manufacturer of ammunition, has a new round that they've been putting out now called the Zombie Max Ammo. And in the, it's a promotional video, it even publicizes the superior ballistics that this particular ammo has at negating, I guess would be the right word, of
how do you stop a zombie? I mean, they shot this man and he continued being a zombie until they finally had to kill him. So this is something that if you're living in the city, please be prepared. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but look, it already has. So the things that were untenable and unthinkable now are happening before our very eyes.
Yeah, Robert, this is, I don't know whether I should be laughing at this or whether this is serious, but I mean, apparently in Hornaday's advertisement, I suppose it is in their promotional video, it says Hornaday zombie ammunition is not a toy, but is instead used only to be used on zombies, also known as the living dead, undead, etc. Now, it's somebody that has firearms and that is protecting yourself. I've never even heard of this round, but this is a real thing. I thought this was supposed to be like a spoof that Mike did, but it's not. It's real.
No, and the thing is, this has happened, and you see these incidences. Everybody, I've got the link up at robertscottbell.com if you haven't read it. And some people are horrified by it, as they should be. But some people are horrified that Mike would write about it. Why wouldn't he? We're covering these stories in a way that the old media will not. I mean, they'll sensationalize it, and it is horrific, and it's not hard to sensationalize. But we'll take it to the extent that there's a reason that this is happening. It's not just a random act. And I think those in the old media, they don't connect the dots for anybody. In fact, they'd rather keep the dots disconnected to keep people in a state of fear and frenzy, etc. Here we are actually trying to say, you got to be practical about this. There's a reason this is happening. You may have taken steps to make sure it doesn't happen to you and your family as far as the zombification aspect of it, but there are many around you that are already, you know, beyond, let's say, bringing back, perhaps.
Well, Robert, here's a company, though. I mean, Hornaday is not a small company. This is a major, major player, and they've actually got around. I mean, maybe it's just coincidence that they happen to have a round that they've called this, but I'm looking at their stuff now, and it's amazing that they've actually got a specific round designed for this. So this must not be an isolated type of scenario. If it was, then why would a major, major manufacturer of ammunition actually create a round specifically for this type of a scenario?
I think I'm going to have to.
That's the most disturbing thing to me.
I know. I think I'm going to have Super Don check into this, see if we can get a comment from the maker, Hornaday, of these bullets to firearms to find out what's going on that end. But, the discussion has to happen. We as a culture in the West, in America, have long pretended that we could conquer nature, that we could, instead of looking at nutrition, we could take a drug. Instead of strengthening our immune system, we could rely upon toxic poisons injected, including mercury. These are things that are all bizarre, to say the least, but they've created such a delusion. And now we're seeing the results of the delusion go into the realm of Hollywood B-movie fiction.
Robert, if you look at how food tastes when you go overseas and you taste the food back in the States when you come back home, there's a marked difference in just the taste of food. Mm-hmm. For instance, eggs taste different. Now, of course, at my farm, we have our own eggs. And when I started eating those eggs, to me, they tasted far better. But my wife said that our eggs tasted strong. And now when I do eat an egg outside at a restaurant or something, there is such an unbelievable difference. And I remember when I was in Spain, when I ate eggs there, they tasted strong, but there was more nutrient value. So when our senses get dumbed down, when we have something that actually has nutrient value, it tastes strong to us.
Okay, yeah. You know, I want to talk more about this on the other side of this break, Dr. Bitar, because the movement on toward local food, for local farmers, Amish kind of methodologies, as well as to grow our own food is growing. This is part of the way we can counter the zombie apocalypse. Now I'm going to share a little bit about my experience at Autism One, being away from home and not having access to the best food that I would have liked to have had. Hopefully give you insight as to what you can expect. So stand by. More with Dr. Bitar after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
As you know, if you've been listening today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I just got back from Autism One. I was away from home for 5 whole days. And when I go out of town, I typically travel with my food until I can get access to food that I know the quality of. And I had some ability to do that, but 5 days being pretty much locked down in a hotel, I didn't have access to the best of the best, did my best, and I went to some restaurants that claimed to be farm-to-fork the table kind of stuff, and realized that my body was telling me it wasn't as clean as I was used to. And so at the tail end of this, this was in the last day, I started getting a scratchy throat and a runny nose and sneezing. Now, nobody had sneezed on me. Nobody had coughed on me at this event. And I've experienced this before, having gone away and not being certain of the quality of food because I've cleaned my body over so many years, Dr. Bitar. And it, again, confirms to me that what these colds are really toxicological events manifesting in a body's desire to throw it out. And through me, the throat starts getting scratchy, the lymph, you can feel it, and then the sinus starts draining, and it's just saying, hey, we got to get the garbage out. Now, I realize people that are chronically ill and eat bad food all the time no longer react. That was my upbringing for the first 18, 19, 20, 24 years. But now my body tells me, dude, you ate the wrong stuff, and here I am, Dr. Batar, but it's a great learning experience. I hope others pay attention to it.
Well, Robert, also there's another component. The people that are cleaner, and I've experienced this myself, the cleaner you get, the more susceptible you become to, in a way, it's your immune system is obviously getting stronger, but you become also more susceptible to getting toxic because it's a two-way revolving door. When you open up the doorways of the cell, if you will, to get the toxins out, you're also allowing those toxins to possibly get back in. So you become more sensitive to what you're eating. In order to get the stuff, the crud, out of your body, those pathways have to open up, but it can also allow things back in. So before, as an example, I could eat fast food when I was younger. I didn't have any problem. But yeah, over the last 7-8 years, when I've been doing a lot of detoxification myself, basically living the principles that I preach,
yes,
I can't eat fast food now because I just get terribly sick. It's a cathartic thing. It's almost like taking 20 grams of vitamin C orally. I just feel terrible afterwards. But
it's a healthy state to be in, is my point, even though it's kind of bizarre because we are living in a toxic world. Everybody needs to make a decision as to, quote unquote, how clean they want to be. But when I started getting well, changing my diet and lifestyle, like I used to eat at places like the Waffle House. I'd be out on a job and I'd go to the Waffle House. I'm just revealing you my American upbringing and background. No problem. Nothing would happen to me that I know of. As I started getting healthier, made better choices, and I remember one time I was out on a job back when I was a photographer, and I went to a Waffle House on a morning event thing, and I literally, my body said, uh-oh, get that out of here, and I had to run to the bathroom. Let me just say that. But I was getting stronger. I didn't realize it at the moment, but my mentor in homeopathic medicine was explaining to me, listen, your body is now rejecting that which it had no energy to reject. It's a healthier thing. Instead of going down the road to cancer, which I knew I was on, I was now changing. Now, some people say, well, that's inconvenient. I don't want to have to eat fast food and run to the bathroom. Listen, if you're making the choice to eat fast food, I can't help you. But this is the point of explaining or sharing these stories so that maybe they can impact upon you.
Yeah, I don't think it's very convenient also when you get cancer or when you get
heart disease
or any of these sicknesses that cause you to become debilitated and no longer a productive member of society, and then you're having to scramble and trying to find out what to do and how to do it. And you know, it amazes me that when patients have cancer, they now immediately change their diet, whereas in fact, that dietary change that could have prevented this was important to have done 5, 10, 15, depending on the type of cancer, up to 20 years before.
Yes.
But at the point when they finally initiate these changes, it's just a little too late for dietary changes to make a difference. In other words, yes, it's good to stop polluting the system, but it's certainly not going to reverse the pathology that's been created, because at that point when it's been diagnosed, it's way late.
Yeah, way into it as well.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, it was interesting because I got to meet and interview Professor Luc Montagnier, who is a doctor, of course. He was the Nobel Prize winner for so-called discovering HIV. And we disagreed on a number of things, but it was a very cordial interaction. I talked about some of my perspectives because even though he was there at the Autism One speaking about the damage from vaccines, and he acknowledged and recognized it, and he was trying to develop gut protocols, he was still using antibiotics, and I understand that he's a doctor. And I said, listen, if you could identify botanicals, metals, we talked silver, to do this, why would you resort to that unless you really needed to? And I explained to him how I would utilize silver for different things, including the human papillomavirus, because it's virostatic. It would stop it from replicating. And it's like, what are all these diseases we're vaccinating against? Mostly they're viral. Imagine if you can take care of it, why do you need the vaccine? And I could see him thinking and going, you know. And then later, the next day, I met with him and his assistant. I'd given them a bottle of silver, and she had some kind of eye infection. And I said, drop some of the silver in your eye. And she was so excited the next day. She came up to me with Montagnier and said, I did it. I did what you said. And literally in an hour, it was gone. And so as I'm talking to Montagnier again about this, I mentioned the HPV. He says, oh, we don't need vaccination, you know, so I can see it happening. It's very funny how this is evolving.
So he was receptive to everything you said then.
He was. It was, like I said, it was very cordial. He knew we had disagreements, but I'm a kind of guy that if a person has an open mind, is willing to discuss, even debate, I'm all for it. It's just those that you know that shout you down because they have no basis for their position. Like you talk, like remember the Italian guy you talked about, right? But I have to give props to Montagnier. He's very open to energy medicine now. He's developing technologies to identify signatures of pathogens, literally resonant frequencies. And he's working with homeopathy and stuff. So the guy, he says, now I've got my Nobel Prize. I can do what I want. I said, well, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So interesting stuff. But here's the case where a lot of doctors can't give up on the vaccines, because I interviewed some people there who said, Wes, we acknowledge the danger of vaccines, but I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm still pro-vaccine. I was like, you guys have got to get...
What does that mean?
Yeah, I know. But like Wakefield, at least, he's acknowledged even on the air to say, no, I would not vaccinate my child, just as you said, based on everything. There's no validity anymore to it. But there's so many that are still stuck halfway there. Okay, yes, it may be dangerous, but maybe we can just clean them up a little bit.
Yeah, it's almost like making a deal with the devil. To me, it's like making a deal with the devil. You cannot say from one mouth, it's bad, but you know, we could maybe use it. It's like chemotherapy. Well, some people say, well, we use low dose in some potentiated chemotherapy. You know what? Chemo is a poison, and any amount of toxicity in an already toxic system that's already had an immunosuppression assault and an uncontrolled cellular proliferation scenario now underway with suppression of apoptosis, which are the common characteristics of cancer, you can't give that person any more poison. I don't see any reason to have another assault on the person's physiology when they've already been assaulted. So you can't make these kind of political compromises, and that's what I see them as. I see these as political compromises or trying to be socially correct or politically correct. You know, either tell the truth and stick with it, or don't even say that you're against it. Just, you know, stay on the devil's side, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. You know, it's interesting because I also interviewed Jenny McCarthy there. She was the comedian, actress. She was former Playboy bunny, evidently going to do it again, but she's very pretty, and she's a smart lady. She was going to go into nursing before she went into acting, and she recognized after her child was vaccine damaged that, hey, this is for real, and she's become an outspoken advocate for the issue of vaccine quote-unquote safety. Now, she still, you know, insists I'm not anti-vaccine. I think she's doing it because if she came out forcefully like we do, she would not work one more day in Hollywood. I think she's not stupid about that, like that. So I don't completely criticize her for what she's done. She's been through it. She's got to make her own decisions. But she did acknowledge there are many Hollywood elite actors and actresses that have babies, children that were vaccine damaged, and they won't come out and say a word about it. But she knows them. They come to her.
Yeah, and some of these people we've talked about, actually even on the show, Robert, the child that died, John Travolta's child that died.
Right. Yeah, Jet.
Right. And there are a number of them.
he was vaccine damaged, I believe, as well.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, Jenny was the one who sent me the Redskins cheerleader, so...
Yeah, no. She's a nice lady, very smart, very funny. But at the same time, I know some people will criticize me for not like attacking her for not being anti-vaccine, right? What's the point of that? Does it do if I attack Montagnier in the interview? Hey, I disagree. You know, what is the point of that? At some point, these people are doing some good, and I'm here to encourage more of that. And I said, look, even though you've come out in a large part to awaken people to the danger of vaccines, you're still working. So I'm saying, hey, anybody out there afraid you're going to lose your job? Look, Jenny McCarthy is still working, so maybe others will speak up as well.
Yeah, and I think the way you're doing it too, Robert, makes a lot more sense, because to alienate somebody by pointing out their flaws as opposed to the way you're doing it, which is trying to educate them and helping them to become more cognizant and more evolved, obviously that has more purpose to it, because then you've got another person that's now not only understanding this, but has the ability to perhaps promote and educate others to our way of thinking, as opposed to us alienating them and then forever silencing their potential of helping other people in the future.
I mean, yeah, we're fully capable of going on the attack when needed, right? But we have to assess the situation and say, what is the end? What is our goal? Is it to awaken people? Is it to bring them to greater consciousness and hopefully get them to do even greater works? And I think that if somebody is going to go on the attack against us, we'll recognize this is where they probably are, and we might have to act accordingly. But I see, you know, semblance and evidence of good works even in these people that are in an awakening phase as well. So I appreciate that acknowledgement. But yeah, that's what we try to do here.
And you do it much better than I do, because I don't think I'm as evolved as you are. So just keep me in line.
No, it's it's the diplomat in me. I don't know. But we have fun together, and it's good to bring it up and also be passionate as we are about it. Listen, we're going to come back and wrap up today's show. Dr. Batar has actually been, you don't know this, he's been carrying me through today because I am exhausted, honestly, from the weekend. I need some recovery time here on this Memorial Day after the show. That's it. It's break time for a day or so. But we'll see. We got lots more to do. Talk about with Dr. Batar. Remember, the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international bestseller. I'll have it as well at Health Freedom Expo. I hope to see everybody there June 15th through 17th in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. I'll be rested by then. Stand by. Dr. Batar and I will be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We sure hope they don't turn Memorial Day into Zombie Day, but we've had to cover that story. You'll see the links up at robertscottbell.com. Of course, we talk all the time about nutrition and the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Critical aspects of the steps to get well is to have good food. Dr. Batar, you mentioned also going to Italy and eating food. I've been to Europe and the food's delicious. I get that kind of food when I go to a local farm, right? Even in America, you'll get that. The local Amish eggs we get as well makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it really does. And actually, it was Spain that I was referring to because I remember the milk there and the fruits there, the eggs there, the cheese there, how different it tastes and how good it tasted. And over here in our country, the food is just not the same. It just doesn't taste the same. And if you are eating the Amish or the something that's grown on a farm like our eggs, as I was mentioning to you,
yes.
My wife feels that the eggs are too strong, but that's because she's not used to them. And I can't. I don't even want to eat any eggs unless they're from our ranch now. But you know, this brings up that point with coming back to that zombie article, Robert. Mm-hmm. If you've got this aspartame drug induced, and not only illicit drugs, but even some of the prescription drugs, and then the fluoride, and then the heavy metals, and all these things that are causing this chemical type of a lobotomy, and then of course looking at the lack of nutrients within the food, that has to be additive as far as the destructive component.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. And of course, the damage to the gastrointestinal system, the flora, the microbiome, just wiping out the good guys down there. And now there's a story on Medical News Today that relates to this. The London researcher is now calling a new approach to regulate probiotics. He wants to turn yogurt into a drug.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that link. And this is just unbelievable that, you know, remember we talked about the urine aspect, that if Dr. William Hitt, who also won a Nobel Peace Prize, or was part of a team that won the Nobel Peace Prize, he was one of my mentors, and he was using urine to isolate the antigen receptor sites in order to downregulate allergic responses, which is what we've used now to develop our soda, and we've been using it for now 10 years, actually 11 years, in treating patients that have been immunosuppressed with cancer or due to cancer. And, you know, they remember we talked about that, they would the state of Texas, at least, created the scenario that because urine was being used to determine these antigen receptor sites, or urine was being used to create this antigen receptor site vaccine for allergies, that they declared urine to be a drug, a person's own urine.
Right.
And, you know, that's absurd enough. Or if water is claimed to cure dehydration, it's now a drug. Right. Or in this case, with yogurt now being regulated.
You know, Dr. Batar, that reminds me of something we were just talking about off the air. Rand Paul in the Senate last week went after the FDA and said, enough of this. You know, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on what? Raiding Amish farms?
Exactly. He said that. Something about the FDA should not be allowed to brandish weapons in order to go against farmers. And, you know, this is amazing that somebody, a senator, would actually bring this up. And, of course, it's no surprise it's Rand Paul, which is Ron Paul's son. And, you know, this is so exciting. And yet, Robert, I didn't know what the vote went. You said that not one single Democrat and only 15 Republicans voted in favor of it?
Correct. Yeah. And it tells you how much it's corrupted there, how much they are paid off by interests that want to maintain an oligarchy, a monopoly control over information, the flow of information, which is totally un-American.
And the fact that Rand Paul is a surgeon, he's a doctor, he knows better than anybody as far as what's risky. And the FDA's job is to protect us. And all these other people not voting for the bill, probably none of them or very few of them have the same type of training in medicine, health, prevention, and yet they're voting against the bill. This is absurd.
I know.
I mean, you've got a doctor saying that the FDA, I mean, if anybody has a vested interest in the FDA regulating drugs, it would be a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Conventionally. And yet he's saying that this is ridiculous, and the whole public sector knows how ridiculous it is, but it's amazing that they can't go out and you can't go out and get raw milk. In fact, I think 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, you played a little segment with Ron Paul.
Yes.
He said that we know that we'll be making progress. We know that freedom is making progress when we can go out and actually buy raw milk.
Yeah, I know. Astonishing how low the bar has been set now for Americans. But it was a very important point to make. And I've had the great fortune of interviewing both Ron Paul and Rand Paul many times over the years. And Ron was always so accommodating and welcoming of holistic and integrative method. Even if you didn't know about him, he's always fell on the side of freedom. Rand Paul, I could hear, was a little more reluctant because, you know, he's more modern trained ophthalmologist. And when I brought up some natural things, he's like, well, I don't know about that. But I support your freedom to do it, right? So it was funny how you could see subtle distinctions in father and son. But at the same time, this shows that he stands for these principles of liberty, even if he doesn't have as much experience as his father had with it.
Yeah, exactly. Because the issue here is not whether or not Rand Paul knows or has had the privilege or the advantage that we've had with the education that we've sought out or or, you know, was he in a position to even be exposed to some of these things? Because in surgery, there's less opportunity and people are busy doing their thing within their own sectors, within their own field. So it's not as, you know, they're not exposed to it or they don't have as much chance to being exposed to some of these natural things. But the fact is, it's about the mere freedom of choosing the type of treatment for the public sector, for them to be able to pursue whatever avenue they want. I mean, it's no different than the freedom of religion.
Well, yeah, it's fundamental in that way. And with that, we're going to have to wrap it up. This has been an amazing Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Pitara. Memorial Day, the things we've been able to discuss. I want to say thanks to Dr. Janet Levitin, who joined me from Autism One. We played that interview last hour, and she's a pediatrician who does not vaccinate. She uses homeopathy. We love her as well. And Dr. Pitara, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Go get it. And if you don't, I see you at Health Freedom Expo. You're going to get it there. So, Dr. Pitara, thanks again. Always a pleasure to be with you. And we kicked off the week in style. And just reminding everybody that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Show.